Hi, back again. Okay, one of the important things to understand about Megillat Esther is it's not about only about Megillat Esther. It's one of the messages Megillat Esther gives us. One of the famous facts about Megillat Esther is that God's name doesn't feature in Megillat Esther. It means we're going to have here a historical story. Something's happening. Politics, romance, whatever you want to see inside it, it's all inside here. And nowhere does it say, what does God think? We don't have a prophecy saying, this is good, this is bad. It's a story that happens over 11 years. And we need to try and see what's happening. What's the message? Where is it taking us? And that's part of the difficulty in understanding what happens here. That's why we need Chazal. Chazal, who lived much closer, they had the extra traditions in understanding what's happening. That's why Rashi is kind of giving a certain point, trying to direct us in a direction that we understand what the whole story is about. So we mentioned the historical period that we're in, the days of Koresh, end of Beit Rishon, end of Galut Beit Rishon. We could have come back. We didn't come back. We mentioned the intention of the feast that's here to celebrate the end of Jewish nationality. It can remain a religion like any other religion. And then what happens actually in the feast? According to Chazal, what happens in the feast, that's the same as Belshazzar was murdered the night that he celebrated and took out the vessels of Beit HaMikdash. What happens to Ahasuerus is the whole story of Vashti, which seems kind of weird. Okay, so he got rid of a descendant of the Babylonians. He was still a king there. Let's see a little bit about what happens around here, the psukim and the way Chazal, the extra information that Chazal give us over here. And see how that slowly leads up to something, because the way things are normally in life, things don't happen. It's not a one-charm event that it happens. But we've got a few years here, that every few years there's another event along the historical line. And out of these events, we need to try and understand, so what's happening? So how's God speaking to us? What's he telling us about what's happening around here? And that's already way more complicated to understand what's happening over here. So let's see what the story is over here. Okay, continuation of Pirik Rishon, Gam Vashti HaMalkah Stam Mishte Nashim Beit HaMalkut Asher LeMelech Ahasuerus. Okay, great, this sounds great, very tznirsdik, separate feast for the woman. And then we reach where all of these 187 days of feast are going to the last day. Ahasuerus wants to show the whole world how great he is and how the Jewish people have come to an end. And at the seventh day, he's sitting around. He's been drinking for 187 days now. It's quite a long time. And he says, the Psukim says, Ketov Lev HaMelech. It says, up till now, we didn't reach that stage of Ketov Lev HaMelech in the wine, but now it finally happened. And he says, let's bring Vashti out here to show everyone how beautiful she is. And when the Gemara describes this, this is part of the whole story, that Vashti came from a royal family, and Ahasuerus didn't. And originally, Ahasuerus had to marry Vashti, because he has to show that he's worthy of being king. But now he feels in power. And when they all speak in there, all the, I call it the drunk men in the feast, so they say, start speaking about woman, which woman are more beautiful, from this country, from that country. And Ahasuerus, the Gemara puts into his mouth these words, says, Kli she'ani mishtamesh bo, the vessel that I use, is like a lo kasdi velo madi, it's something else, it's not a regular nationality. And do you want to see her? And everyone says, yes, obviously, we want to see her. And Vashti is having her own feast. And she actually grew up as a princess. And suddenly they're knocking on the door and they say, listen, Ahasuerus wants to come. He wants to show off how beautiful you are. And Vashti is like, she's sitting there with everyone. She's just been also entertaining for 187 days. And now they want to turn her into a vessel. What's this about? She sends back to him, she says, you were the horseman of my father, you took care of the stables. My father could drink thousands of barrels and didn't become drunk. What happened? You had a little bit too much wine, Already you're drunk, what's this nonsense you're calling me? Ahasuerus fumes. What do you mean? No. What should we do? And the people around him now, when the people come back from Vashti to Shil Ahasuerus, he's sitting around there. Everyone's waiting for them to come back with Vashti. They want to see this beautiful woman he has. And suddenly they come back and she doesn't want to come. It's the last day of the feast. What's going to be in the newspapers the next day? The summary of the feast. The king, well, he's not really a king. He's a doormat. His wife doesn't care about him. Everything that he's been investing in for so long. Forget about the Jews now on that issue. He can't allow this to happen. And he has to make a decision, a fast decision. He can't let this go away. If he waits another day, he's going to miss tomorrow's newspapers. It's going to be a mess. Everyone's going to be speaking about this. All the ministers around there, they hear his side of it. All of their wives are sitting there with Vashti. They hear her side about it. That's going to be what everyone's going to be speaking about throughout the whole kingdom tomorrow. So he says, let's ask Yudei Tim. The Gemara says those are the people from Shevet Shimon. He says, let's ask them what's happening around here. What should we do? Shevet Shimon straight away understand that if they deal with this thing, that's the end of them, because you can't get out of this one properly. They say, no, we can't deal with it. Find a nation that's never going out to exile. Sha'anan Yeshav Moav. Okay, Moav, they didn't go out to exile. Nebuchadnezzar left them alone. Use them for this. And then Memuchan gives the advice of hanging Vashti, of replacing Vashti. It doesn't actually say in the Megillah what they did to Vashti. But later on, when he remembers her, she's not around for her to speak to her anymore. So we understand something happened to her. We don't know what happened. She was replaced. We don't ask what we do with the used vessels kind of thing. And he says, okay, one thing, okay, replace her. And put out a royal statement saying that from now on, the way it's said over here, send out messages to everyone. Liyot kol ish sorer bebeito umedaber kilshonamo. What are we gonna? What do we need to tell everyone now? That from now on, everyone in every household, the man is the man who he should be making the decisions and speaking his language. The Gemara says that if he wouldn't have sent out these letters, then later on, when Haman sent out his letters, things would have been much worse. But because Ahasuerus sent out these letters, people said, like, what's wrong with this king? What's wrong with him? That's what happens anyway. In all houses, in those days, I'm not speaking about what happens nowadays, don't get mentioned that topic now. But in those days, everywhere, clearly that the husbands are the ones that make decisions. And clearly everyone speaks in his own language. And we already see that God is preparing small details for the solution we're going to have later on. Goodbye.